Pneumatology question number 3. Does the Holy Spirit guide Christians? If so, what means and methods does he use? My response. Much has already been described about who the Holy Spirit is, the role he plays in counseling, and his work in sanctifying believers. He has already been described as fully God, yet distinctly unique as a person of the Trinity. Additionally, the misconception that he continues to give inspiration, prophecy, miraculous powers, or the gift of tongues has been explained in another response. Those previous responses will demonstrate the Holy Spirit's role in salvation, sanctification, and more. To answer the question at hand, yes, the Holy Spirit guides Christians. However, we must clearly define how he does so and what he uses to accomplish this so that we are careful to be truthful rather than mystical in our thinking. God has left us two things, his Spirit and his Word. Both are required for salvation and both are required for growth. If man has knowledge of the Scriptures but not the Holy Spirit, he is deceived. Matthew 2 verses 4 through 8 or Matthew 7 verses 21 through 23. He can't love God because he's never been born again. The Holy Spirit gives this new birth, John 3, verses 3 through 8, and illuminates his truth to us. He causes us to see things as a new creature, John 16, verse 13, Acts 2, verse 43, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. But this cannot happen apart from the Word of God bringing forth the understanding of salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ, Romans 1, verse 16. This salvation drives us to want and need his word, 1 Peter 2, verse 2 through 3. Therefore, the critical means he uses to save and sanctify is his inspired word, the Bible, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. In addition to setting his desires against ours to move us towards righteousness, Galatians 5, verse 17, the Spirit is faithful to convict us of sin and judgment, John 16, verse 8 through 10. One method is his providential use of another person to address our need for repentance. However, the more common means seems to be the internal and silent ways he brings guilt and remorse to our consciences, 2 Corinthians 7, verses 9 through 10. He works in a moral and mysterious way, not mystical. While many seek counsel because of the guilt and pains of his conviction, they, if you want to call it this, graduate counseling because they are changed by obedience to his word. He's kind to discipline us, but he never leaves us without hope and instruction. The only trustworthy instruction is the Bible. We know that we can't trust our feelings or intuitions because our hearts are, quote, more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. End quote, John 17, verse 9. Because we are prone to deception, we must cling to his word because God never leads contrary to it. Therefore, persistent, serious effort in knowing his word and trusting it for all manners of life is the essential work that we must put in while fully recognizing that, quote, it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure, end quote, Philippians 2, verse 13. True sanctification is not opening the Bible randomly, finding a verse, and then doing whatever it says claiming the Holy Spirit led you. It is not acting on a gut instinct and claiming that the Holy Spirit told you to. It is, quote, trusting in the Lord with all your heart, end quote, not leaning, quote, on your own understanding, end quote, Proverbs 3, verse 5. When a Christian obeys the true God of Scripture, he has freedom to act within his will. The Holy Spirit's will. We can trust the Holy Spirit to convict us if we stray from righteousness, but our starting point for all decisions in life ought to be his word. When we find ourselves guilt-stricken or in need of hope, we must come back to his word. He is faithful to work within us, causing us to have new desires and convictions, but the purpose of it is to always bring us back to his truth that serves as our lamp and our guide. Psalm 119, verse 105.